Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza Perakeh, Halacha Zayin, the last daf of the Masechta, and the Oizvah Tzuris daf, it's on Mem He Omer Beiz on the top, and the Arskol Tzuris daf, it's on Mem Tes Omer Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mim Sar Bas Biyaka Moshe, Hernish Shama Shad Havin Aliyah. So Misha says, Misha Yperis of Biyacheres, one of his produce in a different city, and that's too far away from him, he's not able to access it, and V'irvu B'nei Oisah Eir Lavi Etzloi, the people of that city, they made an air of extending their tchum to be able to come to him, Lo Yaviyu Lehem Perosav, they're not allowed to bring from his produce, because he never made an Eruv, and since it's his produce, so his produce is limited to where he's allowed to go, and since he can't go to that city, his produce, which is in that city, can't be brought to him. However, if he didn't make an Eruv, then his produce is like him, and the people of that city are allowed to bring him his produce. Says the Gemara Rav Shmuel argue, Chanan one of them says, Karagle HaMafkid, then an item deposited by somebody else, let's say Ruvain deposited something by Shemin, so that item is like the feet of the Mafkid, the one who did the depositing, that's basically the owner, that's Ruvain, whereas Bacharan Omar, the other one says, it's actually like the feet of the one whom it was deposited by. It has a tchum of Shimon, because that's the one who's watching it. He's the Shimer. He's the one who it's by. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah seems to be not like the Manda Amar, that it takes on the din of the one who's watching it, the one who's keeping the deposit. Because what does the Mishnah say? If Reuven's produce is in a different city, and the people of that city, all the Shimons, they made an Eruv to be able to come to him. They're not allowed to bring him from his produce. And in Tamer Karaglim Yishayim Mufkadin Atzlehim, if you want to say that a deposit has a tchum of the one who is watching it, then Yaviulam Peirosav, they should be allowed to bring him from his produce because they're the ones who are watching the deposit. It's by them, it's in their city. And so they should be allowed to bring it to him. It must be, since Misha says that they're not, that it's like the other Shita, that it's Karagle Hamafkid, the one who owns it. However, Amar Reuven says, not a Raya Tifter, we could explain that case is different. Shayim Maftech Biyada Bailim, that either the owner, Ruvain, he had the key, and so they don't have access to the produce, or just simply that he never gave them rishus while it was still day, so it was still his, he never gave them access to it, it's not their rishus, it's not their ability to use it or touch it, and therefore wouldn't have a raya from that mishnah. So where do we see this? Where do we see a raya that it's karagalei habaylim? It's really from the following mishnah, which we'll see in just a moment, but here the Gemara already quotes it, if a person invited guests to come to him on Yom Tov, and these guests are from a different city, they're not allowed to take portions back with them after the Suda. He wants to send them back with portions. They're not allowed to take that because he's the owner of the food and he never made an Eruv on this food. So even though they made an Eruv to be able to come to him, he never made the Eruv, so the food can't go back with them. Unless somebody else was mezaka them, their portions, Erev Yom Tov. Meaning, let's say Reuven invited Shimon and Levi to come for the Yom Tov Suda. They made an Eruv to be able to come to him. The only way they could take food back with them is if Yehuda, who lives next to Reuven, the host, is mezaka their portions for them. He does a kinyan for them on their portions, so then they could bring it back with them. And what do we learn from here? Mekimish Ezekiel Hen Achim Menasehen, since somebody else was mezaka them in their portions, like Raglim Shayim Mufkadin Atzlehen, it's not considered like it's the person that it was deposited by, because now this food is considered to be owned by Shimon and Levi, and it's deposited by Reuven, and since they're allowed to take their portions back with them, that means that it's Karaglai Hamafkid, like the owner, which is Shimon and Levi, not like the one who was deposited by Reuven. So that's where we see a riot for the Shita. And moving around to Halacha Ches, with this mission that we just quoted, Misha Zimin Asli Archim, Lo Yelichu Biyad Hamanais, Elim Kin Zikul Hen Achim, Renesein Be'erv Yom Tev. The mission continues with a different discussion. This has to do with animals. We know that one is allowed to shecht an animal in Yom Tev, as we've discussed many times throughout the Masechta. However, that animal has to be not Mukta. It has to be considered prepared already from before Yom Tev. But if he never had in mind that he's going to be able to use it, because let's say it wasn't accessible, so then it's Mukta and he can't use it. And the two different types of animals we're going to be talking about over here have interesting names. One is called midbarios, as we'll see in a second. That means field animals. And then we have baisos, which are home animals. So here the Mishnah tells us, ein mashkin v'shechtin sa midbarios. One is allowed to give water to, or to shecht midbarios, which are these animals living out in the field. That's because they're mukta. He never has in mind that he's going to be able to access them because they live out in the field. Avol mashkin v'shechtin sa baisos, but he's allowed to give water to and shecht baisos, which are these home animals. Now the Mishnah describes what these are. Eluhena baisos, these are home animals, halonis be'ir, that's if they sleep in the city, whereas midbarios, what are these animals, halonis ba'afar, they sleep out in the pasture, out in the field, he never has in mind that he's going to get them, because they're out there anyway, and therefore they're mukta. Says the Gemara, quoting a braisa, with a different shita of what midbarios and baisos are, eluhena midbarios, these are midbarios animals, eluhen shiyotzitz bepesach v'nechnasuz berviyah, they go out of the house, they leave the owner pesach time, which is basically the spring, and they only come back in by the reviyah, which is at the beginning of the rains, in cheshvan, which is about 9 months later. later, and that's what midbariyos are. Whereas Elohim baisos, what are baisos? How long does be'ir they sleep in the city? Now Rebbe argues, and he says elu ve'elu shenichasul tchum shechashecha mutar l'shchayt. Both of these, meaning what the Brisa just described as both baisos and midbariyos, if they come into the tchum even after dark, he could shech them, because even though this animal is out in the field for a really long time, it's still not considered muktzah, and he could shech it. And Elohim midbariyos. So what are midbariyos according to Rebbe? Hagdelos ba'afar. They actually are raised and they grow up out in the pasture, and they never come into the city. Those are midbariyos. Now Amar Reb Zeir tells us Hada Amra, this that Rebbe just said, that if an animal came into the tchum even after dark, that we could shecht it, that tells us that kli sheba mechutz ha-tchum l'tchum mishechashecha motel l'taltoloi. If the kli was brought from outside the tchum to inside the tchum, even after it got dark, one's allowed to use it. That's learned from the animal situation. The person would not be allowed to go outside and bring the animal in, but if the animal meandered its way into the city, into the tchum, even once Yontif started, not a problem. The person could shecht it and eat it. Same thing says Reb Zeira. If a kli was brought from outside the tchum into the tchum on Yomtif, he's allowed to use it. Now Reb Shimon bar Karson says b'shein revacho b'vad ba'arba amos. He's only allowed to use it within four amos, because we know that when something is brought from outside the tchum on Shabbos or Yomtif, not only a kli or an animal, but even a person, they're limited to walking just dalad amos now, and so it would be the same thing with this kli. It would only be allowed to be used within dalad amos. And we have a story about this. Kadog Gamliel Zuga. It's like the story with Gamliel Zuga that Ukri Chad Sirkai Kamehin, an Arab merchant, brought him Kamehin, which are usually translated as truffles, not like the chocolate truffles, but like truffles and mushrooms. Those two terms usually go together. So he brought him some truffles on Yom Tif. And so also Shal Ramana, he went to ask Ramana, what can I do? Am I allowed to eat them? Can I use them? What's the story? So Amalei Ramana told him, Kablin Begay Megiria and Didach, you should accept them from him only in your chatzer, Vaichlin Barba Amas, so you could eat them within Arba Amas, meaning make sure he brings them into your chatzer. And once you're in the privacy and comfort of your chatzer, you could eat them. Just don't take them more than a dalat amas, but it's perfectly fine to accept them. Hajjum al-Parak Mashil in Paris, Vakul and Mesechta the Beitza. Malzar finishing the fifth parak of the Mesechta, and of course the entire Mesechta's Beitza. Just like Mesechta finished this Mesechta together, we should Mesechta finish the entire Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new Mesechta, Mesechta's Rosh Hashanah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.